From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A key Republican congressman is rejecting a possible compromise on extending the Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthy. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, the issue is shaping up to be a major one facing President Obama when he gets back to the White House from his trip to Asia.
GOP Congressman Daryl Issa of California says he won't accept a potential compromise that fails to make permanent tax cuts for the most wealthy Americans. He says investors need tax certainty to create jobs in the long run.
Tax certainty is important, and it's important for the investing class probably more than anybody else.
Issa was speaking on ABC's Good Morning America. He's in line to become the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee in January, but Congress needs to act by the end of the year, or the cuts for everyone will expire. President Obama has signaled that he's open to discussing a temporary extension of the cuts for the wealthy. He wants to make them permanent for families making less than $250,000 a year. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Testimony is underway in the trial of the man accused of kidnapping Elizabeth Smart from her Salt Lake City bedroom when she was 14 years old. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Jenny Brundine reports.
In a soft voice, Elizabeth Smart recounted her terror when she awoke one June night in 2002 to a sharp knife against her neck. She said her kidnapper led her several hours through the darkness into the foothills behind the Smart's house. At a campsite, she alleges, Mitchell performed a marriage ceremony and then raped her. For the next 6 weeks, Smart said she was raped daily. Defense attorneys, meanwhile, argued that defendant Brian David Mitchell was influenced by mental illness and a set of idiosyncratic religious beliefs that made him think he was doing what God wanted him to do. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.
A radical Sunni Muslim cleric born in the United States is urging religious scholars to promote holy war against American and Israeli interests in the Middle East. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Cairo reports that the cleric also accuses Iran of trying to exert control over Arabs in the region.
The plea by Anwar al-Awlaki appeared in a 23-minute video posted on Monday on Islamic websites. He called on Muslim clerics to do more to encourage attacks on foreign forces in Muslim countries. He also warned Sunni Arabs in the Gulf region to resist the spread of Shiite-run Iran's influence. Al-Awlaki is linked to al-Qaeda, although his role with the group is unclear. He is wanted dead or alive by the United States and Yemen. He's also being tried in absentia in Yemen for plotting attacks on foreigners. Officials believe the video was made before the failed plot to mail bombs to the United States. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
Asian stocks are lower following Monday's dip on Wall Street. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index is down 112 points. Shares are down 54 points in Tokyo and off 18 points in Shanghai. This is NPR News. The fears of relief workers in Haiti are being realized. The nation's cholera epidemic has spread to the capital, Port-au-Prince. More than 500 cases of the disease have now been confirmed there. The fear is that as many as 3 million people could be at risk of infection. American activist Lori Berenson is out of prison but has to remain in Peru pending completion of her parole. Berenson served 15 years there for a conviction of collaborating with leftist rebels. A judge paroled her in May but sent her back to prison in August because of a technicality. The Dallas Cowboys have fired their head coach Wade Phillips after losing 7 of their first 8 games of the season. More from NPR's Mike Pesca.
Perhaps the hopes were too high coming into the season, with more than a few football experts picking the Dallas Cowboys to make the Super Bowl. But the team's on-field performance has been staggeringly bad, epitomized by a 45-7 loss to the Packers in prime time on Sunday night. After the loss, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones vowed that people within the organization would suffer consequences. He made the relatively rare decision of firing his head coach in season, rare because installing a new system in the NFL is a complex and time-consuming prospect. Jones had cited the difficulty of replacing head coaches mid-year as one reason why Phillips would be retained throughout the year, but the defeats became too dispiriting. Cowboys offensive coordinator Jason Garrett will be promoted to head coach. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
A surprise storm carrying a mix of rain and snow plus 60-mile-per-hour winds knocked out power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses in Maine and New Hampshire on Monday. Dozens of schools had to be closed because of it. At least one death is blamed on the weather system. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.